Lesson 11. Holidays. Congratulations. Listen to the dialogues. Dialogue number 1. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Leanna.
Happy birthday, Cindy. I wish you the best of luck, happiness and joy.
Thank you, Leanna. I invite you to my house for a birthday party. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Thanks for the invitation. I'll definitely be there.
Dialogue number 2. Hello, Mrs. Hudson. Happy holiday. We wish you good health, a long life and cheerfulness.
Thank you for the congratulation. I also congratulate you and wish you all the best.
Thanks. Dialogue number 3. Mary, did you congratulate your relatives on New Year's?
Of course. I congratulated my parents. I sent them a card. They live in the USA and I often think about them and miss them.
What did you wish them?
Happiness and luck in the new year. And I congratulated my friend as well. I wished her great love.
Does she also live in the USA?
No, she is now living and working in France. And you?
I congratulated my parents. I wished them good health and joy in the new year. And my brother. My brother is a sportsman. He often participates in competitions. I wished him new victories. Dialogue number 4. Judy, what is your favourite holiday?
Of course, Christmas. This is the major US holiday.
How do you prepare for Christmas?
We buy gifts, write congratulations to our relatives, colleagues and friends, decorate homes, apartments, streets, stores and offices. All the preparations begin long before the holiday. Is Christmas celebrated in Russia?
Of course, but not so widely as in the US. The major Russian holiday is New Year's. And we have a special tradition in Russia. New Year's is celebrated twice.
How's that?
On the 13th of January, we mark the old New Year's, New Year's old style, though of course not so widely as on the 1st of January.
Great! New Year's twice!
Dialogue number 5. Maggie, is March the 8th celebrated in Great Britain?
What is that holiday like?
This is International Women's Day. It is celebrated every year on March the 8th.
No, I didn't hear about that holiday. Tell me about it.
On this day in Russia, it is customary to congratulate all the women that you know, beginning with the youngest ones. The husbands congratulate their wives, the children their mothers, and all the women are waiting for this holiday.
Do the men congratulate the women at work?
Of course. At work, the men congratulate their female colleagues and give them small gifts, usually consisting of flowers and candy. Even at school on this day, the boys congratulate all of the girls.
It's a pity that this holiday is not celebrated in Great Britain. It's so nice to be congratulated by everyone. Dialogue number 6. Jeff, do you have any special American holidays?
Yes. Perhaps the two most American of the holidays are the 4th of July, Independence Day, and Thanksgiving.
Does Independence Day celebrate the signing of the US Declaration of Independence from Great Britain?
Yes. It is like a big nationwide birthday party.
And Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is a day for families to come together and have a large meal that includes turkey and pumpkin pie.
And when is it celebrated?
On the fourth Thursday in November. Listen to the texts. Text number 1. My name is Vladislav. My favourite holiday is New Year's. Our family usually celebrates New Year's at the dacha. Our family are my wife, our children, a son and daughter, and I. We set the table, open a bottle of champagne at 12 o'clock, make a wish for the New Year, congratulate each other, and wish each other a Happy New Year. Olivier, salad and tangerines are always on the richly set table. The smell of tangerines makes me reminisce about my childhood, about New Year's. As to Olivier's salad, my wife cooks it excellently. On New Year's, this salad can be found on the table in every Russian home. But the salad which my wife cooks, I have never eaten anywhere. My wife probably has a secret. During New Year's night, we watch TV, listen to music, and dance. We don't need to buy a New Year's tree. We have a spruce at our dacha. We decorate it with toys for New Year's, and we put gifts under the spruce for each other. We make merry until late into the night.
Text number 2. Marina, is it true that in Russia, Men's Day and Women's Day take place? Yes, Jane, it is true. Tell me about them. In spring, on March 8th, International Women's Day is celebrated. It is one of the most popular holidays in Russia. On this day, it is customary to congratulate all the women that you know, beginning with the youngest ones. Even at school on this day, the boys congratulate all of the girls. And of course, at home and at work, the men congratulate the women and give them small gifts, usually consisting of flowers and candy. On this day, a man can say even to a woman that he doesn't know, "Congratulations!" Men's Day, Defenders of the Fatherland Day, is celebrated on the 23rd of February. It is celebrated not so widely as March the 8th. On this day, it is common to congratulate all men, not only those whose professions bear a relation to the defence of the fatherland. On this day, the men get small gifts as well. Dictation. A. Holiday. Birthday. Congratulations. Wish. Cheerfulness. Throughout the country. Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie. B. I wish you the best of everything. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I invite you to my house for a birthday party. It is customary to make loud noises at midnight.